And good morning. This is WKOK Sunrise, and I'm Allie Stevens. I'm in for Mark Lawrence, and we are... It's hard to believe tomorrow's Christmas Eve. I haven't gotten a grasp of that yet. I'm so happy to be joined by a good friend of mine, Joanne Troutman. She is president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Good morning, Joanne.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, we're having all kinds of fun this morning, not doing things right. So I apologize.
It would be funny if it weren't interesting.
Exactly. So I'm assuming you're at home this morning. I hope.
I am, and my dogs are very excited, so you won't hear them.
Well, that's okay. I love dogs. So Joanne Troutman's our president and CEO at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, and we've been hearing a lot about the Mask Up campaign, and you may have seen videos and heard commercials all about it, but if you want to just basically describe the Mask Up effort.
Sure. Well, we obviously were recognizing kind of the strength and tension in the community related to mask wearing, and we have recognized that really the only way that we can take responsibility to slow the spread is to make sure we're isolating and protecting ourselves and, frankly, protecting others. And so what we decided to do is just, rather than creating a negative connotation around mask wearing, we ultimately decided that we were going to do a positive public relations campaign, marketing campaign that showed people who are really passionate about keeping the community safe, ordinary people, just out there on the street that a lot of people may or may not know. So we've gotten a lot of really good feedback from it.
Wonderful. And, you know, holidays are here. Obviously, everybody is really... Well, I'll give a personal experience. I can't see my family this Christmas because I have parents in New Hampshire, and I have a sister and brother in Baltimore, and it's just not the right time for all of us to get together. And it's honestly the first Christmas I've been without my parents. And I'm not the only one. I know there's stories all across the valley. Just talk a little bit about that and the importance of maybe, you know, setting aside those feelings for safety reasons.
Absolutely. I mean, we had to change all of our Thanksgiving plans when, you know, we realized it just wasn't safe. And my father has cancer. And so I'm very careful about the caregiving for him. It would be catastrophic if he got COVID. And, you know, he spent half of the year fighting cancer so courageously and to invite this virus into his house obviously wouldn't be something he would do. But I have a lot of family in healthcare, and I've heard kind of firsthand what is happening out there in hospitals and doctors' offices, and you know, it's kind of terrifying. I think the most important thing is to be grateful for what's important and be creative this year so that you can have many years to come.
I definitely agree. That's an excellent point. Now, you guys have a big afternoon, so talk a little bit about the big milk giveaway.
We do. Rice Markets has donated 10,000 gallons of milk to the community, and we're helping to distribute it today from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock so that we can kind of accommodate people from, you know, working families and, you know, people at all times of the day that might have the time to stop down. And we're located at WNL Nissan. Thank you to Andy Long and his team for allowing us to repeatedly use that location. It's where the old Kmart was on Routes 11 and 15, where 11 and 15 meet in Shamokin Dam. We actually are shipping about 4,000 of those gallons up into the Northeast, because what we knew the first time we did this with National Beef and the Dairy Farmers of America is that we had people coming from as far away as Scranton because they couldn't get dairy. And so we wanted to make it a little less burdensome for people across Wise Market's footprint, and, you know, make sure that we get it out as effectively and efficiently as possible.
So how does it work? People pull in their car to get their milk?
Yeah, it'll be well marked. We have many volunteers who will be masked and gloved. It's no contact. So basically you pull in, you tell them how many gallons of milk you want. They'll put it in your car or your trunk, whatever's helpful. We will not be handing out any milk to individuals before 12:45. So if anybody shows up that early, they may be sent away, but more likely they'll probably be asked to park and wait, and then we'll take everybody in the order that they come. But I really encourage people, wait till 1 o'clock. There'll be lots to go around. And you know, I have said to folks, even if you want to come and get milk for your neighbors or, you know, other family members, you're welcome to do that. We've got lots to give, and we're really excited and grateful to Wise Markets, for sure.
We're talking with Joanne Troutman. She's president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Obviously, it's been a really tough year for a lot of folks. What is the United Way's goals for early 2021, you know, as we're still in this pandemic situation?
We continue to respond. I mean, we have been grateful to receive some CARES Act dollars from our local counties, and that is allowing us to stretch the private support that we have into 2020. I'm proud to say that with partnership from the Degenstein Foundation and some of those CARES dollars, we were able to get out over 600 hotspots to kids recently. So our goal is to you know, create continuity and stability for the community and do that in every way that we can in partnership with our funders and our partner agencies. You know, I'm really going to be paying close attention, not just to the stability of other nonprofits, but also individuals as we go into 2020. We've worked with some of those funders to provide private support so that people can keep their lights on and have their rent paid. If they're struggling with COVID and with not having enough work hours and that sort of thing. So we know that the eviction moratorium is coming. We're worried about that. I would be lying if I said we weren't. Mm-hmm. You know, we just want to make sure that people know that help is out there and that we're able to continue to dedicate community resources to need.
One thing that was really special was the kindness campaign. Will that continue?
Yes, we are really excited about that. Actually, the community will be hearing a lot more about that after the first of the year. The entire month of February will be dedicated to a kindness campaign, and there's going to be some special fun things for essential workers during the kindness campaign, and it couldn't come at a better time, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, we had such success with it last year, and we're so proud of it, and our partnership with Evangelical Community Hospital. And we can't wait. It's just something fun and positive to do. And just tell everybody we have kindness swag. So if you want to go on to our Facebook page, there's a link there to the online catalog. Order a shirt if you like.
Okay, wonderful. Joanne Troutman, President and CEO of Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. You know, any final thoughts that you want to give to our audience before the new year begins?
Yeah, I mean, be vigilant, continue to be careful, and continue to care for your neighbors and your friends and family. But we'll get through this. We're getting through this, and I think faring well, you know, faring very well, ultimately. We'll come out of this stronger. I know that sounds cliche, but it's really, there have been silver linings. So just encourage people to keep being safe. If you need anything, call 211. They'll connect you with the right resources.
Talk a little bit about your staff before I let you go. You guys have such a wonderful team.
We do. People don't realize how lucky we are. Somebody said something about the capacity, you know, making sure, you know, does United Way have the capacity to do this? I think because I'm so I'm so visible in the community, but I have been able to build the best team, and our leadership team is so supportive and visionary and responsive, and we just are really, really blessed to have the team that we've built at United Way over the last 6 years, and I could not be more grateful to them. You know, as we're wrapping up the year and getting to the holiday season here, I reflect about how lucky not just I am, but the community is, so I want to thank them.
Wonderful. Well, we thank you for all your great work and your team, and we wish all of you a happy holiday. Thanks for joining us today. Joanne Troutman, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Hope you have a great holiday, Joanne.
Thank you. Likewise. Take care.
Take care. And you're listening to WKOK Sunrise.